This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. This Sunday, HBO begins rolling out the final episodes of The Sopranos, a series that altered the TV landscape when it premiered way back in 1999. All the antiheroes you're enjoying on TV these days, from Vic Mackey on The Shield to Gregory House on House, exist, at least in part, because of the complexity and popularity of Tony Soprano. So today, we're saluting The Sopranos as it begins its stretch run. On today's show, we'll visit with Joey Ganascoli, whose character Vito was killed in the first half of the season, after he was outed as a gay mobster and went into hiding. And with Lorraine Bracco, whose character of Dr. Melfi still is with the show and still leading Tony in therapy sessions. And we'll start with a review of the first episodes of the new season, courtesy of our TV critic, me. It's been 9 months since we last saw a fresh episode of The Sopranos. This weekend, it's back to conclude its sixth and final season with 9 new episodes. The network provided only the first 2 for preview, and to me, that's a very good sign. It means that finally, after 8 years of following Tony Soprano and his crew, the end really is near. Last season, for the most part, was about laying the foundation for the final push. This new season starts out just the same, with people around Tony circling him with their own motives and resentments. The feds are still investigating, and Sunday's episode opens with the local cops making their move. The New York mob is about to undergo another power shift, and Tony, down in Jersey, may be targeted. And even in Tony's own camp, his trusted lieutenants have their own long-simmering issues, and his kids are young adults now, ready to make their own choices. David Chase, creator of The Sopranos, knows we're all waiting for a big ending to his epic series. So what does he do to start his swan song season? He presents an episode where the dramatic highlight, and the comedic one, come in a scene where Tony plays a game of Monopoly. It sounds absurd, I know, but what's really going on is amazingly multi-layered. The conversation touches on all sorts of old issues and family dynamics. Tony is acquiring as much as he can any way he can, just as in real life. And, this will surprise no one, Tony cheats. Here's James Gandolfini as Tony, Edie Falco as his wife Carmela, Ada Turturro as his sister Janice, and Steve Sharippa as her husband Bobby, all proving that Monopoly and alcohol don't mix.
Dirty chess. Pay hospital $100, me.
What are you doing? It goes in the bank.
We play the free parking rule.
What free parking rule?
Money from community chess and chance goes into the middle. Whoever lands on free parking gets the money.
You show me that in the rules.
Technically, it isn't in the rules, but a lot of people play it that way. It adds a whole new level of excitement to the game.
I don't agree with
it. Bobby, when we were growing up in our house, this is how we played.
You know, the Parker brothers took time to think this all out. I think we should respect that.
The Parker brothers, just play the game.
It's a funny scene, but is it a waste of time? Anything but. What we're witnessing is Bobby, the trusted brother-in-law, daring to stand up to Tony. The longer they play the game, and the more Bobby drinks, the bolder he gets. And before it's over, their dynamic is a lot different than when the game started. That's a perfect metaphor for the entire series. For years on The Sopranos, Tony has been going around the board grabbing property and taking money by any means he can. But now, how's the game going to end? Tony, a changed man after almost dying from a gunshot wound last year, is concerned about legacy and family. But what's left for him and for The Sopranos? I like the 2 episodes that begin this final stretch, but I'm even more excited by what I haven't seen. The fact that HBO and Chase sent out only 2 episodes for preview, rather than the usual 4, suggests that something big will happen in the next few weeks. I have to say, as a diehard Sopranos fan, it's about time. I've been able to forgive the pace of The Sopranos by thinking of it as a grand novel, but it's time for that novel to wrap up its plot lines. There are only so many ways to go out with a bang. Tony can die, maybe at the hands of a trusted friend or relative. Tony can go to prison or into the witness protection program. One of Tony's closest family members can be killed, and Tony can seek revenge. Or one of those family members can take over, leaving Tony to attend therapy sessions and feed ducks. I'd settle for any or many of the above. These characters are so deep, the acting so good, the writing so dense, the possibilities are mouthwatering. The one thing The Sopranos has to avoid if it wants to be remembered as one of the best dramatic TV series ever made, is the one ending I fear the most. The non-ending. The Russian up a tree ending, where The Sopranos doesn't conclude, but just stops. More than anything portrayed in the entire series, that would be a crime.